We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Michael Greer from Greer Financial Group is with us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right about now as the markets prepare to open. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Looking forward to a fantastic weekend on holiday at the homestead.
Yes.
So I hope that will be
absolutely
a nice trip. Some people really are looking at tax issues right now. I mean, I guess everything is kind of sliding with the actual deadlines, but you can't help but pay some attention to that.
Yeah. So the market in general, if we talk briefly about that, looks like going to have a mixed open. This whole week's been kind of steady and flat. But yeah, the tax issue when it comes to investing, you know, one of the things we always talk about is getting money into the IRAs and the mm-hmm. Roths. But sometimes you've maxed those and you still have money that you want to invest. Mm-hmm. Couple different options. Well, there's multiple options, but I get a lot of questions, you know, what about dividend paying stocks versus growth stocks? And just a brief, they both make some sense, but it just depends on what you're looking for. One of the things that the advantage of an actual individual stock that doesn't pay a dividend in a non-IRA account is that you control the taxes on it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, say in any given year, if you're up 15% or whatever else, you don't have to sell it. You know, I wouldn't let taxes be the determining factor, but if you don't have, you've got an extra amount of income coming in and you don't want to sell that, you control it. Whereas a mutual fund, growth mutual fund in a non-IRA, you can have a down year and still pay taxes on that account. So it's kind of a weird thing. Now, dividend paying stocks are nice when you're in those income years and you can use that as income because the tax currently, now we don't know what Mr. Biden is going to do, but the dividend paying stocks are currently between 15 and 20% is what you pay in taxes on those. So you have some control on, you know, whether or not. I would say if you know, long-term, if you're young, don't do the dividend paying stocks. Let the growth ride and you know, then you can worry about and sort of take care of those taxes as you go. Now, again, they're both a good place to invest, but just from a 30,000 foot, that's something to think about.
Yeah, this is one of the reasons that you want to have someone whose job is to follow these changes, not just to give you know, good guidance today, but I suspect that we're going to see some of these rates and the process change over the course of the next 24 months. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be in the favor of the individual investor either.
Yeah. The deal with that is, I had somebody last week that came in and they're like, oh, you know, the estate taxes are going to change so they're dealing with their parents and you know, they're over a little over the 11 million, which protects it, but they're thinking, oh, it's going back down to the 3.5. You gotta plan for how taxes are now and what the laws are, but you've got to be ready to pivot and be thinking about the potential of changes down the road. So that's definitely an advantage where it's like, you know, that's what I look at every day and what other advisors, you know, we deal with that every day. So there can be some help in having somebody who, you know, That's what we do. We can help kind of make better decisions.
I already know people will, as they do every time you and I talk, they ask, how can I get a hold of Michael? Well, here it is. Get your pencil out. 427-7784. 427-7784 is Michael's phone at Greer Financial Group. You can read about Michael's background and what he does at Greer Financial Group, G-R-E-E-R, GreerFinancialGroup.com. Michael, I appreciate it. Hope you have a great weekend.
Absolutely. You too. Thanks. Okay.